proclamation number 7960 dated the August 7th, 1961. Cosmos. Illumination of stars. Cast all your worries upon the Lord. I am truly your father to whom you should talk to as my children when you are downhearted, in a spiritual or earthly way. I said to you myself, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Single quote, and I will truly take every worry from you because I love you. My love for you wants to prove itself time and again, so that you will reciprocate it and thus return to me. For once you rejected my love, and therefore I constantly pursue your love which will bring you back to me. In order to gain your love, I will also let you experience difficulties at times, which should make you call upon me, then you will gratefully accept my help and recognize the all-merciful Father in me, who is manifestly present to you, and your heart will lovingly turn to him. And that is all I strive for. Accept the spiritual proclamations as they are offered to you, for they come from the kingdom of light and will truly not cause darkness. However, that which does not enlighten you, which leaves you in the dark, need not come from the kingdom of darkness, because I repel these forces when they want to express themselves. Yet it will always be possible for me to enlighten your spirit, providing you unreservedly believe that only truth can come forth from me, and that you will therefore also write down everything that was conveyed to you. Relates to Proclamation 7955. The will for truth guarantees the same, and even if a person's maturity has not yet reached the highest degree, I will nevertheless be satisfied with his will for truth in order to protect him from error. And although you humans think that you can conduct scientific research, the laws in the universe are not yet completely known to you. For this reason you'll also have to accept something that appears to be absurd if it is explained to you by me myself, for your alleged facts are only assumptions which can be disputed. The sun's range of illumination is limited by law, because the heavenly bodies are more or less hardened spiritual substance, that is, material creations. And the harder the spiritual substance is, the more immature the spirits these creations shelter are, and the more they also prevent the illumination. Thus rays of light will not reach them, because it is the law of eternity that resistance reduces the radiance of my light of love or even neutralizes it entirely. The law is not known to you humans, yet it takes effect in the universe. With other words, everything in the universe is subject to this law, therefore it determines the spiritual state of maturity of the various stars and, for their inhabitants, also the degree of illumination and the degree of resistance of light. Thus the sun can shine with brightest intensity, and yet stars can repel its radiance or reject it on account of the unspiritual state both the works of creation as well as their inhabitants find themselves in. This is particularly the case with the moon, which can be considered a star of lowest developed spiritual beings even in its consistency. It is not excluded from the illumination by the sun, yet it does not always allow for its effect. Yet even the beings inhabiting the moon are capable of changing, on account of which their state is not always the same, and thus the sun's influence on the star also varies. These are always ever spiritual explanations, but they can nevertheless also result in understanding earthly processes, but which the scientists on Earth will not include in their investigations, and therefore also look for earthly understandable explanations which are, however, not entirely free from error. Yet you should grant credence to my word that you humans will never get to the bottom of it, for the Earth is one of the tiniest creations in the universe, and its inhabitants still have far too little knowledge about the correlations as to be able to fathom the universe with all my works of creation which I control and direct in my love, wisdom and power, and which I let arise as a means of returning the spirits to me which, having once fallen away from me, also lost all light, all knowledge, and will only regain these when they have concluded the process through creation and then be brightly enlightened as well. Amen.